Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
2002, My Town, Montgomery Gentry, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Do it, Bill.
Jake, did you do this because you were back in Beatrice?
Yeah, Beatrice.
I knew it. I knew it. It's all getting back to the pistol.
It was.
Oh, man.
He and Seth were singing.
I can get to see him and say,
we sang it one
time. Coming down 18, this is my town. Then Jake did it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Oh, you nailed it, Jake.
That's what this was.
You know what's interesting about that? I didn't know the words. Like, I couldn't just, like, sing along. I didn't. So it was kind of fun to sit and listen. I've heard the song enough, but not incredible amount of times. That's a great, great, great song. It felt like I was in Pender. I went back to Pender. I could see us driving, cruising Main Street,
coming to blows with your old man.
That never really happened, but My Town. Oh,
see the water tower.
See the water.
Well, the water tower is a big deal in Pender because, well, now you can't do it, but back in the day, you were able to climb it.
Oh boy!
And then you would paint, your
class.
Did
you do that?
I did not. There was a group that did it. I was a little fearful because that was instant death. But I was proud of those guys that did it. Anyway, it's an 8888. Great song.
Yeah. Great. I'd never heard it.
Ever.
No.
That's hard.
Really?
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, I haven't heard it as much as I'd like to. I was very impressed.
I know. Why would that be hard to believe? I don't listen to country stations.
That's a good point. It's not old country. Yeah. It's 2002 country. 2000. So I guess that's fair.
I liked it. The na-na-na got me. Surprise. I was surprised. It's a good song.
Did you feel Columbus in that at all?
Yeah, I did. But yeah. I more thought what Bill said. You played that because you and Seth.
Yes, you and Seth. They had a better time.
You had that song.
We had our better times.
We had our better times, yes. I wish I would have drove down for the pistol.
What's your score? You haven't given a score yet. He's still coming.
Could you go to the pistol?
I would drive next year. I will go to the pistol.
We have a fan here. It's Bill Bush is here. In a golf
There's
cart.
Somebody following Jake and Seth.
What's Bush here for?
For some reason, he's heckling them, too.
Just watching Jake.
He's heckling him.
Support. a 7.2.
We'll take that.
Yeah, 7.2.
Ellie, I'm going to give her an 8.2, and I think Dad's going to be 8.6.
He's not listening? Farley,
a five.
And Ellie, 5.7. That's kind of high for Farley, though.
Didn't see that from you, Ellie, at all. That was interesting. Maybe we need to have Rudy back soon.
Yes. He's back tomorrow.
Yeah. That's not right, I don't think, Ellie.
I'm pretty shocked that Farley went with a 5. That's more like a 2 for his territory.
I thought Ellie would be much. Obviously, I don't know Ellie anymore.
Yep.
I don't know her anymore. She's moved up into upper management.
She has.
She's upper management now.
She's above this role.
She's just helping out.
Yeah, we need to be more careful around her.
Yeah, she says things to me like that. She puts me in my place a lot now. Yeah, she does. She's like, this is how we do it here. Yes.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Guilt Nerd 7, Sandmaster and KC 8.4, Lyle 4.5. Not a huge fan.
Lyle.
Jake and Utica.
Okay.
Gives that, where'd he go? Jake and Utica, lost him. Kent 9.3, Mike and Dalton 8.1, Bill and Bennett 6.85, Matt 8, Gavin and Pender 8, Duke Gavin. For governor, 8-9. God, Shamia, 5. Phil says 0 out of 10. Awful. Awful on that one.
That's not Phil Ruhlman.
No, I hope not.
I hope not.
Deb from Beatrice. Great song, 8.5.
Okay.
Doug in Idaho, 5.8. The OG CJ, 8. Jennifer and Hubby, 6 and 4.4.
Ooh,
not that high.
Okay. Hubby came after us. Okay.
Grant, Hubby went 4-4?
Yeah, didn't appreciate Jake's
pistol. Yep, he went 4-4. Didn't like the home. Yeah, that was for Pender, Hubby.
Yeah.
For you, Beatrice, me, Hubby. Didn't for feel, Pender for you,
Brad.
Man.
Yes.
That's your hometown.
QB.
Mr. Cub 10. Reminds me of my hometown of Sterling. Let's go.
Sterling.
See? Sterling.
What we're doing?
The Jets.
Brad from Baldwin, 7.5.
Hello, Brad.
Scooter from Roca, never heard it. 1.
never
heard of it before. I don't see our friend from Columbus on there. I can't yell.
No, we can't
yell
say anything.
We got to wait.
From Sterling, if he knows the Haynes family.
Where are you, Bird?
Someone says, love the sentiment on that 7.5.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very
song.
Good.
I can't forget YouTube real quick. YouTube.
The tube.
Plainsman and Grant, 8.1. Rick Haymans, 8.75. Brad, 6.6. Casey, 9.1. Nels in Montana, 8.4. Nate in Grand Junction, that's a new one, 7.8.
Thank you, Nate.
Genghis, 7.82. Troy,
the corn.
Troy G, 6.6. And Albert, 8. Song of the day was My Town by Montgomery Gentry from 2002.
You think that song like, did get to number one?
I don't know. Should have. I love that song.
High?
I don't know. I'm
sure it went high.
I would say this. I'd be probably 0-100 when someone said, where'd that get to? Oh, it got third on the Billboard.
Well, there's some that you know, like Thriller.
That was number one. That was number one for sure.
Yeah, so I'd have
to call.
If said Dave get to one, I'd probably guess yes. But to really have a great feel for what's like right now, any idea what a top 10 song would be?
No idea.
None.
Top 10, no. But back in the day,
it was a big deal.
Yeah.
A lot of radio stations, I think it was WWAM, would have the top three songs at like 10 o'clock.
Like, I bet you Let's Dance was number one.
David Bowie?
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah. Has a chance.
Great chance for that one.
I could probably name some others.
Well, two. You went with David Bowie, Let's Dance for the second one. You went with
Thriller. Of all the songs in the world.
Probably what's one song you know was number one? David Bowie, Let's Dance. That makes no sense whatsoever.
It does.
Just for that to be your number.
Name a Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, David
Bowie.
That
probably had a number one hit.
Whatever, just somewhere
Sympathy
like
for the Devil.
Yeah. That's the third one.
But my
one.
Point
okay.
is, the second song you went with was David Bowie, Let's Dance.
With Thriller and Let's Dance.
But I bet.
It probably would have. It's time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Ha ha!
Which I heard plenty of that yelled at
so
this weekend in Beatrice.
Jake's just, he's on hole 6,
yep.
Getting ready to tee off. All of a sudden, Randy!
That's about what happened, Bill. Just see, wait for guys flying by just yelling stuff. And Randy was
Randy
one of them a couple
very
times.
Proud. Think about that. There's this guy's yelling his name.
Same, yeah.
At Beatrice. Yeah, you need remodels for bathroom, kitchens, whole house, or more. Randy at Dinert Contracting is your contact to get all that done.
Thank you, Randy. Doing football facts, right?
Football facts.
Yeah, a lot of things. Jake, while I'm getting prepared, pull up Alabama's schedule, would
got
you,
it.
Please? Pull up Alabama's schedule.
I got
Don't,
it.
No headline.
Okay.
We're just talking.
No headline.
No headline. We're talking football. Re-listening all weekend to the weekend, so with ACC and Big Ten, just listen to all the stuff going on with scheduling stuff, and it's just been remarkable. The interesting part was that you notice the ACC was not unified. The ACC was not unified with what they wanted for scheduling as far as the playoffs. Was not unified like that. I'm big on this one, the 9-1-1-1, or there just must be 10. Okay. And I heard a pundit say this. Was that you have to play. If you don't play 10 Power 4 games, you shouldn't be able to qualify for the playoffs.
Ooh,
just makes you schedule. Just makes you have to schedule. And so, but I like the 9-1-1-1, which means you're going to play nine, but you have to play one group of four outside of your conference, nine conference games. Then you have one group of six, one FCS if you want. I don't like the FCS, but I do not like the other part. I want games. I want games. And that's all you hear from everyone now. Everyone wants great games. That's going to happen right there. Now, the shots that were fired I thought was interesting. In a way, they took a huge shot.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
And it was one of the pundits took a huge shot. In essence, it was Nebraska they took a shot at, but they weren't. They're taking a shot at Indiana. But what his line was, if you cancel a game, you're not a serious program. So he was on Indiana for canceling Virginia. Uh-huh. He was on Nebraska for canceling Tennessee.
I wonder what Cignetti would say.
No, he was. He came after Cignetti first. That was what started it. But he said, he goes, you're not a serious team if you're canceling a game that you think might be a potential loss. Mm-hmm. That was his
who
take
was
on
pundit?
It. I can't remember who it was. I heard it was on whatever it was. It was a national. Okay. It's a national pundit. He came with that. And I just thought it was, like I said, the stuff is, so here's the deal. Have you ever heard an NFL coach complain about a schedule one time?
No.
They don't complain about a schedule.
Teams.
And yeah, and guess how many they play? They play 17 of them.
Yep.
They play 17 of exactly equal across the board. Sometimes you go like, there's some teams, Penn State, they're probably going to play two or three games that they could lose. They have three non-con. They have like two or three games out of a 12-game season. They have two or three games that are like going, this, okay, what are we looking forward to? The Ohio State game. It's a big deal. Two or three the entire time. Now, here's the other part is, if you're the SEC and everyone wants to dog on the SEC, easy now. Easy. Alabama, who do they got non-con?
Florida State, Louisiana Monroe, Wisconsin, and Eastern Illinois.
So think about that. So they're playing 10, and they're playing Wisconsin. Imagine when they scheduled Wisconsin. That was probably 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, and they were good.
That's a big game.
Florida State, too.
Florida State's a huge game. So my point is, easy on that one. Florida plays Florida State and Miami non-con.
Yeah.
So let's ease up on this attack of the SEC.
Oh, I don't attack.
Yeah. But a lot of people do. Remember that? That was the shot. Well, we'll just do what the SEC
does. Oh, Cignetti
said. Cignetti did it like that. And so easy on taking.
Cignetti.
Some deserve the shots. Some don't.
Some don't.
Some don't. Right. Don't. So my point is, as long as you play 10, I'm still on board. As long as you play 10
power four programs,
I'm on board. If you only play eight conference, but the other two are power four, I'm still on board with it. Now you can go down that rabbit hole like that. And I'm a big fan of this one. I've went full circle on this. Completely flipped after listening to all the pundits. I'm all about the AQs. I'm all about the 4-4. And that model came up more. If you notice the ACC, they were not unified. Some of them want the
why are you for the 4 AQs?
Because I want better games. And that here's what it means.
Oh,
in the Big Ten and in the SEC, six teams are alive. Mm-hmm. It's like the play-in game, if you want to use that term. So but the top six teams are getting a shot at the playoffs.
You can schedule more aggressively in the non-conference.
You can schedule more aggressively non-conference, which gives you better games. And if you're sixth, you're playing to go to the you have a play-in game, and those games on those days would be incredible. Then the ACC and the Big 12 would also play one play-in game.
Wow.
So you're gonna have all these games. All I care about is quality games. I don't want to see these games. I don't want to see these games.
You know, it's I'll tell you what. There's that automatic qualifier discussion gets heated. Like my Ben Marty's son would fire at you right now and say it's a joke. Four automatic qualifiers, you're handing out, it's artificial. Yeah. You're handing out bids before anybody plays a game. That's where some people come
in. I agree with some of that, but you get better games. But here's the deal. You're not handing anything. I thought it's the top six that have a chance to get into it. Also, the odds are over a 10-year period that the SEC and Big Ten would put four in.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
The odds are that for sure.
And so it's not like, yes, there's a chance that the fourth team might be didn't deserve it 1 year out of 10.
I know.
And even that's really slim. I just want better games. And this secures better games because now you feel like we can schedule out of conference better. And then also it makes a big difference. You get a chance for a play-in. To be in the top six, like that, if you're not in the top six, do you really deserve any sort of conversation?
Well, that's a good question. Iowa would have been – wow. Yeah. Wow. Iowa would have been – that's Milfis.
That's Milfis.
Iowa would have – Milfi. Iowa would have been in the play-in game last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have been in that sixth slot. So
I just enjoy great games. Here's the last thing.
I hear you.
Now that camp has started, track this across the – you've already seen it in the NFL. Track injuries. You've already seen it. I think there was a Dolphin blew his knee.
Yeah, sure did. Artie Burns.
Yeah, blew his knee.
Artie Burns, so cornerback, gone for the year.
Cornerback.
The best wide receiver for the Titans, broken collarbone, diving for a ball. So he's probably out 6 to 8 weeks.
Stress.
Monitor the injuries. But here's the deal with injuries. You have to play football. Right. You have to play football. Sometimes it's like I told you about this one. The one conversation, it drives me nuts. We're going to have a scrimmage like that. We're going to try to get after. We're going to do this and that. And then there's going to be somebody, don't want to get anybody hurt. Yeah, no kidding, buddy. Hey, appreciate you down there from the other end of the table. Like that. Who raised their hands when we get somebody hurt? I just want to fight somebody on that every time. Don't want to get anybody hurt.
Don't want to get anybody hurt.
Yeah, no kidding. But at some point in time, you have to play a little bit of football, too. Yep. You have to have some idea because that's what? You can ease into basketball because you have 10 games up front. Either one or two of the 10 games, or what you say, difficult games. You have some games to ease into play time. You don't so much in football.
Not really.
You think Alabama's going to have to ease into the Florida State game?
No.
In preparation? They got to be ready to go and be ready for the physicality of it. Yeah. Now, you want to, there's certain things about staying up and things you want to do, and you don't want to be an idiot, but you have to play some ball. So if someone gets hurt on your team, if you get on the coaches, that's wrong because they have to be able to play at some point in time some football. And it's a padded game, and that's part of it.
Yep,
that's just part of it. Yeah. And so, but track it because there'll be some injuries that are going to happen.
Yeah, you got to start paying attention.
There's going to be injuries that happen now between that are going to alter the entire season.
Critical injuries.
Critical injuries that will alter the entire season that'll be coming up here.
They happen every August.
Usually happens a lot to the Dolphins.
Artie Burns.
Was that a starter, Jake?
No, he wasn't going to be a starter, but they already have no depth at cornerback. They signed some guys off the street this week. They haven't played for a couple of years. Yeah. They're in dire straits at cornerback, but that didn't help out Artie Burns' injury.
So be interested to do it. So be interested to see what happens. It's the I thought there was a crack when Drinkwitz said no. I believe I like the 4-4. He went against Sankey and the rest of the SEC.
You like Drinkwitz did?
Went hard against it. And then the ACC had several that were not on board with the 5-11.
Starting to crack.
It's
hard to get everybody to agree. I understand both
but
sides.
But the better games, all I'm caring about is people say, do I like people just getting the qualifier no matter what? I really don't. But you're going to get better games in the end.
I get what you're saying throughout the year.
Home games, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Those home games you would have. And also, think who's alive November 1.
A lot of people.
60 teams?
That's awesome. That's
60 teams are going to be alive to have a dream, to have a chance to get in at that time.
Does the 5-11, which would give five highest-rated conference championships access, is it put more emphasis on conference championships?
Absolutely, it does.
Okay, so that's what I like.
And that's not a bad thing.
Because that's not more pure college football.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Like I said, I just know that there's going to be, on that Saturday, you're going to be going there watching. It's like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Because when you watch the conference championship game, the one thing you do know, they're both in.
Yeah, that's true.
They're both in.
That's true.
So you watch a few more games. But there's not, if you think it's 100-0, it's not.
It's not.
Even myself, I can get.
Oh, I can go both ways.
You can go back and forth, different things. I just like the fact that you have to play 10, no matter what. So if they say we're only going to schedule eight, then you know, it's okay. But you got to play 10. You got to be able to play up a little bit to have that
good
chance.
Good job.
That is a Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour 2 is next on Early Break of the Ticket. We'll be right back.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.